What's up, everybody? I'm Matthew.
I'm Keenan.
And this is Jarikas, and welcome to the Glass House Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Glass House Podcast. I tell you what, Collins, you all right today, my man?
I'm good. I'm making it. I'm here, man.
Listen, we are so excited that you guys have decided to join us. Let's be honest, man. Have you guys enjoyed the last couple of episodes? We've enjoyed creating content that hopefully helps you in some way and provides insight and clarity to the seasons of your life. I can't believe we're on season two. We got something to celebrate, y'all. We've just reached our 1,000th download on the Glass House Podcast. Insert hand clap emojis here. Like, insert the hand clap here. We're so excited. Collins, how you feel about that, man? 1,000 downloads, man.
I feel great. I think that it was a surprise that was supposed to wait until the next episode, but you've given that away, obviously. I feel wonderful about it. I think that it is a testament to all of the hard work that you, Keenan, and I have put into this podcast. But not only us, but the listeners, listening every week and supporting and sharing on your timelines, and really engaging us. It helps. And those over 1,000 downloads, a testament that you are listening and that you are engaging and that you are waiting on new content. And so we're trying to stay fresh as fire. It's amazing. And so we want to hear from you. Like, how do you feel? Like, what do you want to hear us talk more about? Like, what have you enjoyed? Give us your favorite moments from the podcast. And the reason why we can ask that is because we're assured with over 1,000 downloads that more than two people are listening. Okay?
Right.
So we can ask you to tell us what you like and what you don't like. But Matt, I think it's wonderful. I'm just happy to be a co-host of the Glass House Podcast. That's all I can say.
Absolutely, man. It's really been an exciting journey. You know, bro, first of all, I want to add this. This is not a political conversation at all, but, you know, I'm so glad to see that as our nation is literally a year into a global pandemic, that we're a better way from where we started from. So to anybody listening to this episode who's lost someone due to COVID, who knows somebody who's lost someone due to COVID-19, our well wishes are with you, and our prayers are with you as well. I'm so glad to see the numbers decrease. Again, this ain't a political statement. It's a statement of life. Wear your mask. When the vaccine is available, get it. Social distance.
Let me say this. It's interesting that people would make life and death issues a political statement in terms of wearing their masks or not wearing their masks. But they make this whole conversation about abortion a political issue. You're so strong to talk about abortion, right?
Yeah.
You're so strong to talk about what a woman does with her body, but you don't want to talk about how you're killing people in terms of you not wearing a mask. I'm not talking about how you see a fetus and all of that. It's not what I'm arguing, but I'm saying you're so gung-ho over trying to tell a woman what to do with their body, but then when it comes to wearing your mask, you're the main one in public not caring. We're not going to follow that. It's a hoax. After all of these people have died, it's still a hoax. I just wanted to say that because, you know, this is our podcast and we can say what we want to say. But it's so interesting to me. Yeah, stay safe, like Matt says. Stay safe and ensure that you are doing the best you can do, because it's more than just you. It's about your neighbor. It's about your community. Yeah. It's about your family. And so nobody's encouraging you to get the vaccine. That's your business. But you should be masking up, washing your hands, social distancing, doing all those things to ensure that you're keeping your community safe.
Yeah, that's good, man. And to merge into our conversation for today, you know, what's crazy, man, is as I think about just not only that season, but, you know, we're in the season of spring break, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the traditional spring breaker, praise God. You took a few days away here recently to Myrtle Beach.
I did.
Tell us about your trip, man. How was that? Oh, how was the environment? Like, what did it feel like to rejuvenate?
Oh gosh, I think that this spring, well, I don't have it officially. So Yale University does not have a spring break per se, but they give us days of break. So we have one day out of certain weeks. And so I decided to take my own break It was before my midterms. Some friends and I decided to go to Myrtle Beach, and it was wonderful. I used to go to Myrtle Beach as a child, and I tell you, like, it was so refreshing just to be by the water. I mean, it's crazy when you could just look at water and be refreshed and not even get in it. That's crazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
like how refreshing it was. And I think that it's really a testament to like us being inside, you know, for those of us who actually have been following guidelines and who haven't been out other than to go to work and to get essentials. Some of y'all can't testify that y'all been out doing whatever, you know, smoking hookah and all of that in the lounges, but that's your business.
Buy your own hookah and smoke your own hookah.
Buy your own hookah smoking at the house. But yeah, so, I mean, it was so refreshing. And there was one morning, as a kid, we used to go to Myrtle Beach every year, me and my extended family. And one morning, you know, I know this Starbucks. I know exactly the Starbucks on the strip where I would always walk to when we went with family. And that one morning, I believe it was Saturday morning, I just took a journey and walked the sand. It was about a mile or two down the beach. And that was such peace. Just going to walk to go get my coffee was such peace that I had not experienced in a long time. So whatever you're doing, do it safely, but try to get outside. I mean, the days are getting better. And one thing about the earth, no matter what these viruses do, the earth continues to tell us that things create themselves over again and that beauty will still be found in the midst of all of this chaos. Just get out, let your sunroof down, let your windows down, get out, go to a park, do what you can do. I mean, that sunlight really helps. And so, long story short, it was refreshing.
No, that's good, Collins, because, you know, it's crazy, man. We got to refresh. Like, in a sense, I think it's important that in the season that we're in, whether you're working, however you're functioning and flowing, you have to take a moment to not only breathe, but you got to take a moment to break, right? Because in the time in which we're facing, everybody's busy. I ain't never seen Black people so busy. My God. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody busy, like everybody's moving in emotion, and whatever you're busy doing, if you don't take a moment to rejuvenate and refresh your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, at some point you will have small infractions that become incidents that make you then incomplete. Let me back that bus up real quick. You have small infractions that make you incomplete at some point. So in order to do that successfully, today we want to have a conversation centered around taking a break and breathing and rejuvenating yourself. And I think it's important that we discuss the conversation about soul wounds and soul healing. There is something that we all go through that has a way of shaping our futures, right? Mm-hmm. If we're not careful, we will allow the things that we go through to shape our futures and define our present. And that's why it's critical that you take moments, whether they're good days or bad days, but you take moments in your days and reflect. Reflection is so important, right, bro? Would you agree?
Absolutely.
That if you have to look back not only where you came from, but look back at what you went through.
But
right?
You know, let me add that right here too, because you just said something so important, Matt. Reflection is important. So that would cause for you to start doing something that you probably have never really done, and that's to journal, and that's to write. And that's to occupy space for yourself, okay? And
that's good. Self.
And it's important, because whether time for yourself looks like you waking up early in the morning to pray, right? That is you consciously, actively attacking your day before it starts by saying, I'm going to take out an hour to pray. I'm going to take out an hour to sit down and breathe. I'm going to take out an hour to drink water and to think, right? I'm going to take an hour to get up and lay in my bed and scroll on Instagram, or I'm going to take an hour to get up and scroll on Facebook. But I think you said something so important. I just wanted to add that in there. Like,
I guess what we're asking, bro, is like to the listener right now, what relaxes you? I think we got to start learning how to embrace falling in love with taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
We have fallen so in love with our jobs and our careers and our spouses as we should. But when is the last time that you've embraced yourself with love? So let me ask you a question, Collins, right? So honestly, after a long, crazy day, like, what relaxes you?
After a long, crazy day, I found out that the most relaxing thing for me to do after a long day, and I just found this out, is to watch Hulu, Netflix, or some show that I'm watching.
And wait a minute, you said you just found it out, right?
I've always watched the show. I've never really been like a TV person, but if you get me on a show, I'll do the show. So if you just give me Wi-Fi, all I need is Wi-Fi. I don't need no cable. I can look at the news on my phone. We get enough alerts for news on the phone. I can look at the news on my phone. But a show, it does something for me. After I've read an entire book, because, you know, at Yale, they want you to read books, three books in one day, you know, and I'm not joking.
Yeah, right.
You know, after you read entire books and done all this writing and heard Zoom, and you just want to just relax. And the greatest joy for me is to know that I'm on season one and I have four more seasons left. That's the greatest joy for me. The greatest joy for me is to look at my TV screen and say, I'm on season one, episode four. There are five seasons. I have a long way to go. I just
follow. Would you say this, Collins? And I'm asking this, and it's kind of redundant. So would you say that in the process of relaxing, there's enjoyment when you have something to look forward to?
Absolutely.
A lot of times some of us are so afraid to chill because we don't have nothing more to look forward to after that moment is over.
But
like,
watch this.
Go ahead, talk.
But watch this though. You just said something. Yeah, people don't want to chill. But the thing is, if you don't chill, you'll never be able to spring forward.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Collins. That's I'm not getting churchy. But you said we gotta, if you don't chill, like if you don't really take in this moment, you won't be able to spring forward. Was that good?
Yeah.
Now, this is to the person that's listening to this podcast, number one, who felt like you haven't won that much in 2021. Uh-huh. Like if you feel, some of us got a late start to 2021. Now, we just getting started. We on month three, but some of us didn't spring forward in January, right?
No.
Some of us didn't spring forward in February. And here we are in March, almost into April. And if it's time to boss up and spring forward, you can't be afraid to look forward to something better, because everything you need or want is on the other side of fear.
Yeah. Fear is the witnessing, and fear is the ability to know. Fear lets you know that there is more.
That's good. So we got to start embracing fear, right?
You have to embrace it. You have to become one with fear, okay? Let's just talk about that, because nobody ever tells you that. Tell fear to go away. You can't talk to something you don't know. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't talk to fear like you know fear unless you know fear.
Okay? Yeah.
And fear will catapult you if you let it. And so becoming familiar with understanding your limitations, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, your setbacks. You know, because a lot of times it's not always about other folk, but it's about you and the things that you are failing to realize that's keeping you from springing forward. Okay?
Self-care is life care.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Talk about that. Uh-huh.
No, seriously, bro. I mean, it's crazy because I asked you the question about, you know, what makes me chill. It makes, you know, makes you relax.
Right.
And, you know, though I am on the path to, you know, getting married, you know, I think for me, bro, like sitting down and like reflecting on what today was, what were my wins, what were my opportunities. It gives me something to look forward to know that I could have done something in my day better.
Yeah.
If you don't see opportunities to better what you're doing, you stop growing. I think it's important that, you know, when I get like I'm a reader, right? Like I love to read, like reading is my thing. You know, so I'm like, I mean, I will stop a book and start a new book ASAP. Like, I mean, I'm a reader, man. You know, I used to find that comfort in social media, but now I'm finding it in reading, bro. And like reading other people's story, reading other people's perspective, reading other people's lives gives me a sense of hope that mine ain't so bad after all, you know?
Right.
And man, if you're gonna completely do that holistically, you got to start being real with you. Like, we got to start keeping it 100 with you. Like, you got to start being honest with the person you are. Because if you ain't honest with you, how do you expect somebody to come in your life and love you and be honest with you? You got to first be straight up with yourself. Be 100 with yourself. Like, I mean, I don't even want to go there. You know what I'm saying? But if we're going to successfully spring forward, bro, We really have to realize that life is too short to start your day with the broken pieces of yesterday. It will destroy your wonderful today and remind you or refrain from a greater tomorrow.
Yeah, and to spring and to spring forward, you just said something. Because to spring forward is to be aware and to realize and to come to the reckoning moment. It's a reckoning. Okay? Okay, let me teach you. It's a reckoning. That means that it's reckoning means that it's a moment of breaking. It is a defining moment. It's a moment that matters. It's the only moment that matters. It's a reckoning. When you realize that it's time for you to spring forward, there's a reckoning that takes place where you realize that the things you've been holding on to no longer fit you.
Now Collins, we got to stop. We got to stop. So we're talking about, springing, all that great stuff. Some of the things, and I want to address this issue that is so, what's the best way to put it? This issue is that has plagued us as young adults. I want to put it that way. Right? This year, both you and I turned 25, right? Just yesterday, we felt like we're 21, 22, 19, going to college. But we're 25, right? We're about to be 25 this year, right? Almost to 30, right? You said some things don't fit you, right? When I think about things that don't fit, we got to break the plague of thinking that everybody that's around you likes you. And number two, you have to know, and I know we teach otherwise, you got to know when your season has ended in someone's life. And sometimes, oftentimes, that's not because of death. When seasons, sometimes you're going in a whole different direction than somebody else. Well, let me, Collins, my brother, that's so good. You outgrow certain people, not because they're bad people. They're just not your people.
Right.
That's so good. Go ahead. No, that's good.
Let me help you with this. And I'm going to write this down for myself. It just came to me. The more supporters you have, you won't go far at all. But the more people that are against you, it gives you a greater audience to move forward in spite of. If you That's look good. At your life and all you have is yes men and yes women, you ain't going nowhere. But when everybody is doubting you around you, when you no longer fit the crowd, when you no longer feel comfortable around certain mindsets and perspectives, that means that your life is about to blow up before you. Your life blowing up, you doing your being your greatest self, you walking in your purpose, it's not about people agreeing with you. We got to get that out of our mind, right? All you need is a good 2-3 friends. Really about two? All you're going to get in a lifetime is good 2-3. Maybe two, right?
Yeah.
All you need is that, and everyone else will spectate and expect for you not to do things that they don't even know that you even have in your heart. That's how you know that you're about to spring forward. You got to get out of this mindset that you're going to be surrounded by people the way that you're surrounded on Instagram. Let's talk about that. You think that your circle reflects your 1,282 followers on Instagram, or that your circle reflects the 14,000 on Instagram when you only get 600 likes.
Yeah. Okay?
You got 14,000 followers, but you only get 600 likes, which tells us that just because everybody is following you, right, doesn't mean that everybody's assigned to like your stuff, right? Everybody who was following Jesus only really loved one disciple.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm.
Well. I think that's critical, man. Because even I can speak to my life. I've watched some relationships not deteriorate. But I've watched some relationships go further and further away from my current season of life. Now, what I'm not encouraging is that every season you need new friends. That's what I'm not saying. Every season you need a new baby.
Give me that.
I worry about people when every time they make a decision or make a move, they got new people, right? What that shows me is a lack of consistency in relationships. Relationships will be one of the hardest things you'll ever do in this life. Right. Not only are you worried about your happiness, but talking to this person enough, being cool with this person enough, hanging out with that person enough, hanging out with this person enough, hanging out with this person enough. The people in your life, you will not have to beg to be there. And as I have watched, literally, I'm not joking. I'm telling you about this season of my life. This is my testimony. as I have watched
Tell your testimony.
me embrace engagement, I'm not just talking about the women or the girls that may have liked me prior before. I ain't dealing with that. I had already let them go, right? What I'm saying is the people in my life who, one, probably didn't agree with it, or two, probably, well, I don't know what it was, but I realized that I've got to transition from the guy that's dating a girl to the guy that's about to marry a girl. So my priorities change. So the people who don't understand your priority change, you give them a chance to fix it, right? And if they don't want to fix it, I've got to fix them. Because what you can't afford is to miss what God gave you, focusing on what people don't think you should have.
Yeah.
If so, you will miss your miracle being focused on the crowd. They're in the crowd for a reason. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be able to discern what your forward season looks like. Well, Matthew, how do you discern what your forward season look like? Number one, analyze who's with you and where you are. Mm-hmm. Secondly, think about where they are. Some people can appreciate being behind you and still want you to move forward.
But here's,
and some people, go ahead, Collins. No, go ahead. That's good. Go ahead.
No. Because what you're saying is, I was just thinking about that. You got to learn how to value the people who put makeup on you to go out to the crowd.
That's good, Collins.
Oh, that's good to me. You gotta learn how to appreciate the people who put the lashes on you, who put the blush face stuff on you, whatever, you know, how the women get ready for the makeup, who make sure that your hair is right, that your suit is tight, those people that make sure that you're good to go out to a crowd of folk who will only see you on stage.
Yeah. No, that's so good, man. Yeah. That's so good.
But you're so caught up in the lights of the stage and the cheering of those in the crowd that you forget about those who work to help you become your greatest self to go out on that stage.
So stop all this Instagram flaming. I don't got nobody. Nobody support me. Nobody love me. Nobody care about me. And if that is the case, boss up. Put your big boy drawers on. Like, it's time to boss up. Get in your bag. Get in your business. Keep your head down. I said that. Yes.
In my bag.
That's the inside joke, right? That's the season I'm in, man. I'm literally in the season of in my bag. I'm in my business with my head down. Because I understand. I'm serious, man. What I'm learning to understand is, in order for me to successfully keep moving forward, I got to be able to be whole. Because, bro, strong effort in one area requires maintenance in another area. Mm-hmm. I, Matthew Grady, am not a good multitasker. I'm just not. I'm not. Like, I'll tell you all day long that I'm great at multitasking, but me on the phone and driving, holding the phone, is a wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Don't let me be on the phone and watching a GPS. Like, it's going to be bad. Like, I mean, like,
do that.
If I'm not going to be on the highway going a straight shot, now, forever, I denied that. Like, forever, I'm like, well, I'm the greatest multitasker. And finally, Aaliyah was like, you are not a good multitasker. And even at work, the people that I work with every day in the office, like one particular young lady that I work with, like, she's like, it's crazy. She said, she's like, boss man, chill. You know, like we'll be doing something and I'll be on 10. Where I'll be like, I need to do this. 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 And I'm moving so fast. Sometimes you can be moving so fast, you could be absolutely getting nothing done at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I be moving so fast. She'd be like, boss man, slow down. Like, you ain't chill. Like, and then here's the crazy thing I do, right, Collins? Like, I'll tell her, I need you to do this and you help me with this, help me with this, help me with that. She'd be like, you done told me to do 6 things in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you like, and I realized that your own lack of control somehow affects the people that you work with and you're closest to. You got to get you right before you start trying to check everybody else. That's all I want to say.
And as that's good, Matt. As we are thinking about this and wrapping up, as what you should be doing now is getting a journal, getting something, and jotting down what are you leaving in this season as you spring forward. Okay.
Yeah. What's worth
what
it?
Are you leaving? What's worth to keep? Now,
what do you really need? That's good. I like that.
Right. What do you really need? Do you need what you think you need, or do you just want it? Okay. Yeah. In the last few minutes, great to talk about it. Do you really need, and now this is getting good. This is going to make us stay a little longer. Do you really need what you think you need, or do you just want it?
I guess, bro, that's really a matter of discerning your wants and needs, right? Like
Absolutely.
everybody, like for instance, let's go here real quick. Everybody has like sexual desires, right? Everybody has
My
sexual
man.
tendencies. That's everybody's desire. I mean, you're
That's my
human,
business.
you know, so when we think about that conversation, like some people are in abusive relationships because they think they need sex with that person. I promise you, somebody can make love to you better than that,
And
you
not beat
know,
on you.
and not beat on you,
No,
right?
that's good. We need
Yeah.
to no, let's stop here. Now, if you
Yeah.
listen to this podcast and you feel like nobody's there for you, I'm here. My brother is here for you. You can make love to somebody who will not beat you. Keep going.
Yeah, and then not only beat you physically, but beat you emotionally. Like, you know, if there's somebody like homeboy,
Psychologically.
like, you know, like, you know, you got this girl that makes sure you're straight, like she, you know, make your food or whatever the case may be. She holds you down, but you know, she don't speak life into you. The question is, do you really need somebody to hold you down more? Or do you need somebody to affirm you more? Like, because it's a time out for just acts of service, but no words of affirmation. So I think it's critical that sometimes we don't know what we need from somebody else, but we know what we need for ourselves. And you have to come to terms with the fact that everything you want is not everything you need. Because what I have realized in my 24 years of living, bro, and that is the thing that I thought I needed the most was the things that I needed the less, the least, I'm sorry. Because what God, now I'm gonna be spiritual, what God showed me in my life was everything I needed in a woman was the girl I met in the eighth grade. He reaffirmed that to me when I was on the brinks about to lose her. He reminded me of what I already had in one person. Now, this may not only be in terms of relationships. Some of you guys are working jobs that you think you need, but there's so much more on the inside of you. And when you unlock your passion and your purpose, it will pay you. When you unlock why you were created, because I really believe the only limit to your success is your own imagination. I just told
That's
you that
it.
the other day, Collins.
That's
And I'm like,
it.
it ain't your
The only
dream, it's
limit
what you can see.
is
'Cause
what you
what you
can
can
is
be is what you see.
right. And seeing beyond what you can see.
We
I
gotta
will
wrap this
preach.
up.
I will preach. Seeing beyond what you can see, because imagination takes upon these lens that people don't use. Okay?
Yeah.
Imagination will always be available because nobody uses it.
Yeah. That's just we
Imagination
gotta
will
use it.
always be vacant because nobody picks it up, right? Because it's scary, because you have to deal with fear, because you have to deal with your low self-esteem, because you have to deal with those issues of loneliness, because you have to deal with those issues that you have that you just want somebody near because you don't want to be alone. Imagination takes the limits off of the things that you have limited in your own life. That's what
Yeah.
imagination does.
No, yeah.
And as you spring forward, you've got to imagine. You have to imagine. It's the first step to your growth. It's the first step to you being your best self. You have to be creative enough to imagine beyond where you are.
That's going to require, you know, us looking forward and believing forward. I know we got to go, guys. You know, I was out the other day, me and Leah was in the car and we were talking and I said, what's your wildest dreams when it comes to your career? Like, what's the wildest thing you believe you can do and want to do? And she told me what it was. And I told her what my wildest dream was to do. But before I told her that, I added a disclaimer and I had to go back and take it back. I said, you know, I know hundreds of people are doing that or thinking about that, or thousands of people. Then I corrected myself and said, well, no matter what they're doing, and I'm gonna build what I feel like my hands have been trusted with. You know, I'm like, a bunch of people do that. You know, hundreds of
You better
people build
let me
that.
alone. You better let
You
me
know,
alone.
I'm like 100 people do that. I'm sure thousands of people have, you know, addiction treatment facilities and they buy acres of property for people to recover and rejuvenate from drug addiction, opioid addiction, and overdoses. You know, and she says something, well, what do you want to do? You know, and the truth is, just because someone else has the dream, they don't have your imagination.
Because you will miss out on the greatest season of your life looking at what somebody else is doing.
Yeah, like, I
The
mean, you gotta
reason why your
focus.
grass is not properly cut is because you won't look at the grass while you're cutting it.
Bro,
You're
that's
looking
so
at
good.
Joe's grass who's already done.
Yeah, he's already, say it again, Kyle. He's what? He's already
You are
done.
looking at Joe's grass that's already been cut.
Yeah, and I think that's important, man, as we close this episode, y'all. You know, you gotta, man, 2021 is gonna be the year that you create. You know, you can't handle the unpredicted, the unpredictable rather. but you can handle the work that's been trusted to your hands.
Absolutely.
How you handle the work that's been trusted to your hands is how you give proper maintenance to the love that's been given in your heart. There is a measure of grace that you have, but there's also a measure of giftings that you've been placed with. At the same time, your heart and your hands can only take so much. Don't allow your heart to run out of love because you gave it to people who didn't deserve it. Don't allow your hands to run out of strength because you wasted it on things that didn't appreciate you. You can allow the seasons of your life that you didn't control to turn into the cycles of your life that you can't control that will rob you out of the joy of 2021. The song was right. This gonna be my year. I know you said that last year. I know you said this gonna be my year last year, yeah. And the pandemic came.
And you got stuck in a pandemic.
And you got stuck in a pandemic. And some of y'all are still stuck at the green light. The light is literally green, but you stuck. Oh boy, been gone for 6 months, but you still stuck.
But you still stuck.
Like that job.
You got a stimulus check more than what you had last time, but you still stuck.
You still stuck. Because when your heart don't, when your heart is broke, your mind don't work. So you got to start allowing yourself to heal from within, and you got to start springing forward, man. It's time to get to that money, right? It's time to get on your grind. It's time to get on your dreams. It's time to get on your passions. It's time to get on your purpose. And I'm not waiting for nobody to tell me to go. This going to be my year. It's going to be my year, bro.
Spring forward.
It's going to be my year. This going to be my year. I need people that challenge me. Not people that always want to take me to go spend some money. Let me get some before we start spending some.
You love to spend some money. You don't love but to
sit
down
nowhere. I need somebody to tell me. You don't need them. You need them shoes in every color? Or you try? Are you trying to put some investments down and get some property? What you trying to do, player? I mean, what you trying to do?
Because you have clothes. I'm done. I'm through. You got right? clothes. You got like, clothes, though.
And I get it. We're young. We want to travel. We want to hang out. We want to go. He want to visit all the cities. But I promise you, if you do right by life, and if your life, you have more days in front of you than you do behind you. You ain't got to spend all your money on. You don't have to go on vacation every other month. And so that's your business. But I'm not keeping up with the Joneses. I don't even know no Joneses.
Right. You get a stimulus check. You ready to go to Montego Bay? Sit down. Like you,
and, Here's the thing, and we're gonna let you go, right?
I'm through.
My old pastor said something so good to me a few years ago. And I take it with me all the time. I take it with me all the time. Seriously, my old pastor, you know, church I grew up in. He said something to me all the time. Yeah. He said you thought I was about to talk about the other dude.
He's gonna get these hands.
I meant that.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so you did that. I didn't do that.
We gotta bleep that out.
You did. I'm not bleeping anything. But he says, come on, man, I'm trying to wrap this up, Collins. He said, some of that little short dude, I ain't dealing with that dude on this podcast. I'm not dealing with that guy. I'm not talking about him. Okay. Can we move on, please? As I said, he told me, man, never go to a place you can't afford to get yourself back from. Some of us take these trips and we ain't got no money to get back. You done brought you a one-way ticket home, boy.
He said, when somebody asked you to come pick them up, you say, well, how did you get?
He said that in the context of preaching engagements. Like, he's like, you know, I know you're going to, you know, that's when I was like booming in Savannah for youth events. He was like, you know, don't be going to them churches and they don't pay you money. You can't afford to get home now. Because, you know, I ain't going to be able to drive you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of y'all be taking trips and can't afford to get back. You know, and I mean that figuratively and literally. Some of y'all go on journeys with people that you can't afford to emotionally come back from. Mm. Wow. I'd be doggone if somebody robbed me of all the love I got.
I took all of my love, Doc, and then give me and then leave me nothing.
Then you took all the fight I had for relationships. No, sir. You know, no sir. There ain't nothing. I say this, and we going. I know we preachers. We said it five times.
There ain't nothing you can take from me that I don't give to you. But go ahead,
Collins. That's good anyway. Then secondly, Doc, there ain't nothing I lost I ever needed. That's all I wanted to say.
Man, nothing I lost it. I want back. I don't want it.
I don't, man. I believe that if you're going to spring forward successfully, you got to embrace where you are, prepare for where you're going, and remember, forget what you want and remember what you deserve. Your feelings are supposed to be indicators, not dictators. My feelings don't dictate my future. My feelings indicate me to a particular thing. So, yeah, that's it, man. We appreciate y'all for listening, y'all.
Yeah.
This is the Glass House Podcast. We're so excited that you guys are listening, man. Thank you so much for an amazing season 2. It's been good. I've enjoyed it so far, so good. And we miss Keenan today, but he's busy. He's in his bag, in his business with his head down. So but again, we want you guys to leave a comment. Want you guys to tell us how you like it, and you can DM us or you can put in the chat in the comment necessarily what you want us to talk about more, you know, what you want us to deal with or talk about or discuss. And we're so grateful that you guys listen every single week. We ask you to do one thing every week. It's the same doggone thing. Share it with somebody. If this is in any way help you, share it with somebody. Share this episode with them. Tell them to join them on, tell join you on the Glass House Podcast. I'm so happy you listen. And we'll hear from you next week. My name is Matthew.
My name is Jericus, and you have tuned into the Glass House Podcast. Peace and love. And don't forget that you have it within you to spring forward. Peace.
Peace.